Today you're getting the elders' edition of Neil's gourmet sermon. It's kind of like when you go to your favorite restaurant and it's closed, and you end up eating whatever's in your refrigerator. The good news is the bread of life is still on our menu. Amen. This is a very personal time for me today. Every year it's Father's Day, but it's also the day now, 56 years ago, that Cindy said she would marry me. 56 years of commitment, storms, perseverance, forgiveness, and grace. We didn't know a lot of things were going to happen to us like they did. Some we appreciated. Some just took us into despair. But you know, through all those years, we endured, we laughed, we prayed, and most of all, we remained faithful. And as I reflected on that milestone this week, I realized that a marriage does not endure for 56 years because two people are strong enough. It endures because God is faithful enough. Amen? Year after year in our life, God has proved Himself faithful. And standing before you here today, I believe the same principle applies to this church. You know, at the North Tampa Church of Christ, now on this property, we've been here 18 years. It has not survived solely because we as a group are exceptionally talented. It hasn't survived because of the wisdom of the elders. We're not here because of the abilities of Neil or Austin. As good as they are, and as focused on work as our deacons are, and our ministry leaders are, and our classroom teachers are, we are here because God has been faithful. Yes, church, that Holy Spirit that we all know is in us, it's carried us, it's corrected us, it's helped us, it's united us more than ever in this place. It's continued calling us to go forward. I want you to take some loosening up time now. I want you to just take the time, those of you who are in the front, turn around and look. Look at the faces, and you folks wave at each other, turn around and wave at everybody on camera up there. People in this place that you've looked at love the Lord. They love Jesus. And guess what? They pray with us elders. You know we are prayer warriors because that's what we are told to do. And thank the Lord you in this place do that. And you are proof positive that faithfulness and the Holy Spirit is alive in this place. And just coming up now, I have been blessed to share with you a video that exemplifies the influence and energies brought by the Holy Spirit. And for those of you who may have seen this, relax. There's no instrumental music in it, okay? I want you also to not be looking at the faces. I want you to be looking at the activities. So if that's enough time for the crow's nest, would y'all please run that tape? of all things, they brought a cat out. Thank you very much. Compliments to Will Harris for putting that together. You know, the acts of service that you saw there reflect God in action at North Tampa. I hope that you saw that there was energy abounding. I hope that you saw there were families being helped and servants quietly yet highly effectively using their gifts. Church, we are a congregation that has chosen time and time again to trust God. We have put our trust in the future with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why I want you to get this loud and clear this morning. We are on an expansion program, but we're not about just building buildings. It's not about the square footage. It's not about site plans or permits. It's about something much, much deeper. Today's lesson is about trusting God enough to follow Him toward the future. We want, as elders, for you and us to allow Him to expand our hearts before He expands our campus. We want to remain committed to His mission while preparing for new opportunities that He's going to bring us. If God ever stops being the center of this effort, we're simply constructing walls instead of building His kingdom. But as long as Christ remains the center, and every classroom is going to become a mission field, every meal becomes a ministry, every child is a soul worth fighting for, every visitor will continue to feel God's love through our welcomes, and every hurting family becomes someone we embrace instead of overlooking. And yes, every brick becomes a testimony that God still moves in His people. In about 2 weeks, you're going to get an update from your shepherds that talk about the brick and mortar. What's going on out there? But that's not where we are this morning. Before we do that, I want to remind ourselves and all of us that we are moving forward and why we are doing that. My assignment this morning is very clear. I want to lay and reaffirm time and time again with you the spiritual foundation for what we're going to be doing in the future, Lord willing. All of us as your shepherds want us to be united in our understanding of what it means to move forward. Move forward with a plan, yes, but with kingdom growth, not merely being the building. We want the growth that visions and answers where the Holy Spirit is taking us. A vision that trusts the Lord to do far more than we as individuals will ever do. You know, the real question is not, what are we building? The question is, what kind of future is God calling us to prepare for? Amen? What kind of future is God calling us to prepare for? God's people have never been called merely to maintain the status quo. We've always been called to prepare for what God intends to do next with us. And we've been blessed with a vision that we hope is answering that question. It brings me to the first of 7 points I call truths that I want you to capture this morning. The first one, God has always called His people to look forward. In Habakkuk 2:2, we read, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. And then again in Acts 2:47, he reminds us, and the Lord added to the church daily those that were being saved. Noah had never seen rain. Abraham had no idea where God was taking him. The early church had no idea how far the gospel would spread. Yet, in every one of those examples, what did they do? They trusted God. As your elders, we are not attempting to predict the future. We're simply trying to prepare for the future. We see families coming in here that are searching and seeking. We see opportunities for ministry all around us, and that's what we're trying to prepare for. Vision is not about buildings. Vision is about believing God's not finished with us. Acts tells us that the Lord added to his church daily. That same God who blessed his church then is still alive and well right here. I don't believe God has brought North Tampa this far merely to have us sit on our hands or our bones on the backside and preserve what we have. I believe he's calling us for what he desires to do next. The second truth, and this is a pretty big one, the building is not for the mission only. You, God's people, are the mission. Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. There's something I learned as your shepherd. The greatest blessings in our church are also my greatest responsibilities. Every time I look across this congregation, I don't see a crowd. I see faces. I see people. I see your story because you have had the trust in me and your shepherds to share your story with us. I see parents doing everything they can to raise godly children in this dark world. I see marriages that are fighting battles that no one ever knows about. I see seniors, and yeah, I'm getting to be one of them, that are carrying loneliness. I'm not lonely, but I'm getting old. I see young people trying to figure out who they are and where they belong. I see Christians today who are very strong, but you know, they're one disappointment or one tragedy or one temptation away from stumbling. I see souls that matter so much to God that he gave his son for us. I assure you, that's what we shepherds see. I'm totally transparent right now when I tell you, there are times when those burdens go home with us. There are nights when we shepherds don't sleep very well. Nights when we are very concerned. Nights when we wake up and we pray to God for wisdom because we desperately want to help those hurting. We want to be encouragers, protectors, and strengtheners of our flock. God has entrusted you to us, and we honor that. We love that. So let me ask you a question. What do you think keeps your elder awake at night? Ask him. Each one of you feel close to a shepherd in this flock. Today you won't get a chance to ask Chris and David. They're traveling, but you can catch up with them next week. So I'm going to give you a heads up on what those shepherds are likely to tell you. When you ask them what keeps you awake at night, I think they will somewhere tell you that you, our flock and your soul, keep us awake. Parents struggling with how to limit screen time for their kids keeps us awake. Amen? Parents doing everything they can to make life best for their kids in a dark world. Things that kids are influenced by these days, never had that. I never had that. And many of you never had that with what they're facing today. What keeps us awake also is marriages in crisis. Marriages dealing with financial struggles or communication challenges. The spiritual growth of our flock keeps us awake at night. Some other things that you may hear include the widow or the widower who needs fellowship. Last week, Neil hosted for the church a dinner out at Grillsmith, or a lunch out at Grillsmith, for our widows and older folks, and the widowers and widows. And it was one of the most remarkable things to hear those folks tell how much they appreciated the fellowship. And the Grillsmith food from Ross Hughes wasn't so bad either. You know, we elders track what we call missing in action, MIAs. That's a military term we brought. You don't realize it, but after you've missed a couple of services in a row, we pray about you missing. In many cases, we contact you if you've been gone for two or more weeks. And you would be surprised and yet thankful how much people appreciate the fact that they were missed. That's the Lord at work, folks. That's ministry happening. We also are concerned that keeps us awake at night because we see young people trying to figure out who they are and where they belong. The teenager trying to build a relationship, live in a world where bullies abound. That is a struggle. We also pray a lot and stay awake a lot thinking about children that want to be baptized. We were blessed last week with an event that we had been praying about. You know, this is one of the things especially close to my heart. One of my own grandsons has been asking questions about baptism. And when a child starts thinking seriously about giving his life to Christ, that's not something to rush. It's not something to ignore either. It's something to pray about. It's something to have a conversation about. It's something to offer guidance about. And above all, it's something to be an encouragement for that young child. Those moments matter because they involve a soul. A child wrestling with faith and baptism is exactly the kind of soul that keeps us elders awake at night. But remember and never forget, you, our flock, are our mission. You are our priority. Lord willing, we're going to expand facilities. But let me let you in on a secret. Buildings never sing hymns. Buildings never pray prayers. Buildings don't share the gospel. It's the people in the buildings that do that. Amen? If additional space is going to help one child or one sinner come to Christ, then we've done the right thing. People have been and always will be the mission of the Lord's church. Number three, God often builds his people before he builds a ministry. Psalms 127, 1 says, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. I've learned something the way God works. He prepares us before He expands the ministry. Before God built the nation through Abraham, He strengthened Abraham's faith. He gave David a kingdom. He shaped David's character. But the church exploded in Acts when the believers devoted themselves to prayer and unity. And I submit to you that the greatest thing happening at North Tampa right now is what God's doing in your heart and my heart. Amen. This congregation in the last 2 years, specifically the last 7 months, have become more prayerful, more excited, and more unified and committed to the mission of Christ than any time before. I know and have full confidence with my fellow shepherds that God's going to provide everything we need in His perfect time. Over the past year, 82% of this body made prayerful commitments to the Lord through sacrificial giving effort. You didn't make a promise to the elders. You didn't make it to a building program. You made your promise to the Lord. I want to pause this morning and say on behalf of your elders, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing just that. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for your trust. Thank you for honoring the commitments you've made. Your generosity is not merely funding a project. It's demonstrating a heart, your heart, that believes God can do more through us than ever could be accomplished through an individual. I praise God for what you're doing in this place. Your faith excites us elders. Your faith excites your friends. Your faith strengthens our leadership. It reminds us every day that North Tampa is filled in God's church here with those who are willing to invest in the next generation right down here. It's your willingness to invest in those who are coming after you. And when God builds His people, there's no limit to what He will accomplish through each one of you. Number four, the Holy Spirit still moves through ordinary people. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not us. I see something very beautiful here. I see ordinary people like me being used by an extraordinary God. Look at the Bible class teachers. Look at the ministry leaders. Look at yourselves. You are doing God's work. You are visiting. You are praying. You are delivering. And most of all, you're doing it without public recognition. That's God at work, church. No one notices it, but God does. God notices every one of the acts that you do. The same Spirit who's working in you is doing just what that Spirit did in the first century. Number five, our expansion plans at North Tampa must reach far above these walls. Jesus said, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. You sang it this morning. You live it every day. Success is not measured by what stands on these 15 acres. Success is going to be measured by what leaves these 15 acres. We're going to make more disciples. We're going to strengthen more families. More of our neighbors are going to experience the love of Christ, and more people are going to hear the gospel. Everything we do must push outward. When we were in the military, Cindy and I worshiped at a church where that was professed, "We got it, y'all come get it." We had a sign out on the front of the churchyard that says, "The Church of Christ meets here." And yet, under the tone was, "Y'all come in here and you can get it." But if it means we got to go out there to share it, we're not going to do it. That's not what we're about here, church. We are about ministry, service, and evangelism. And all of that, yes, it happens inside, but intentionally we go out. Please, church, hear me right now. You are an equipping station. Yes, that's military. You are being equipped to go out, to help, to share. This church is a place where children are being nurtured, believers are being matured, leaders are being developed, and disciples are being prepared to impact the generations to come, and may God bless us to do that. Amen. The next generation, number 6, is watching us. This is another one of those points that really I've struggled with all week because it hits me right in the heart. Our children, your children, your grandchildren, and my grandchildren are watching us. They are learning what matters by observing what we're doing. We are never off the record. Our children and grandchildren will remember whether they saw faith in me and you, whether they saw sacrifice in me and you. They'll remember whether they saw a congregation that truly loved Jesus. I'm 79 years old. And I'm happy to be that old. But I'll tell you something. When I busted my rotator cuff, it hit me square in the nose when the doctor said, "The chance of your recovery is about 30% if I do surgery." I said, "Why is that?" He said, "Well, you're 79 years old. It's going to take longer to heal." I said, "Is that discrimination?" And he said, He said, "Shaq, that's the truth." Okay? What it also brought me to realize was that my time of service in the way I'm serving may be limited. God forbid that it is curtailed, but I just want to be real with you. That day is going to come, as much as I don't want it to, that I won't sit with my elders. I love those guys. I may not be able to stand before you, my congregation, my flock. I may not be able to help lead this church. I realize I'm a caretaker of what Christ has done for me. And I know something. When I'm finished, I want my 6 grandkids, especially my 10-year-old grandson, Emerson, and all the children and the teens and young professionals in my voice hearing it right now, remember that your generation of leaders at this church built a stronger congregation, made stronger families. We didn't merely add space, but we added a church devoted to Jesus Christ and what he meant. That's the legacy that I and your elders want to leave. Buildings are not what we leave behind. Faith is what we pass forward. My prayer is long after the names have been forgotten and the buildings get old and have to be refurbished, this place will still be producing disciples, strengthening families, and bringing people to Jesus Christ. If that happens, then everything we pray for and work for will be accomplished, far more than constructing this campus out here. We will have helped build a spiritual legacy that reaches generations that we'll never meet again until we see that those in heaven. And lastly, God's able to do more than we ever imagined. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. This is bigger than us, and we're going to trust God's going to take us there. And I know that he will. We simply do not know every step of the way, but our confidence is in God that he does, and he's going to take us there. We're going to move forward humbly, prayerfully, and faithfully. We know that if Christ remains at the center, God's going to use you and me, this whole congregation, in ways far beyond anything we currently can see. And here's a wrap up. Make no mistake about it. We're tickled to death and excited about where we are in the expansion program and the vision forward. God has opened doors for us. He's closed doors sometimes to open bigger doors. We believe he's brought us to this moment for a reason. We're committed to moving forward. I believe the Lord's going to continue to bless this church in ways greater than you can even imagine. And years from now, when the kids on the front row up here are walking these grounds and asking something, they are not going to say, "What a beautiful campus." What they're going to be saying is, "What a faithful church. What a loving church. What a gospel-centered church. What a church that cared enough for me to prepare before I ever got there." That's the Spirit at work. Every classroom becoming a mission field, a hallway becoming a place of encouragement, a meal becoming a ministry. We can do that. And may God find us faithful, united, and trusting. And may everything we do honor and glorify him. Amen. The thing that is very important for me to leave with you before I extend the invitation is some knowledge that I gained from the fellow shepherds that used to be here. I contacted three of them over the last 2 weeks in preparation for this. The common theme among those shepherds was, you have to do this at North Tampa. Do it because God is calling you to do it. What we did not realize, Shaq, was that there comes a time when facilities expansion doesn't get done soon enough. We put it off too long. And what we found happening was we would spike, we would drop, we would spike, we would drop, and we would plateau, and then we just existed. And we let it happen. Please encourage our church not to just let it happen. Make a difference. Make a positive difference. And that's what this is all about this morning. You are God's people doing God's mission. And we know what? It's going to be successful. Amen. All right, for those of you who want to go to Cracker Barrel, we're not going to get there anytime soon. No. Perhaps this morning there's someone that needs to respond to the Lord's invitation. Although I have not been preaching about all that, I want you to know that if you're ready to surrender your life to Christ, then we're ready to help you. You're already a Christian, but you need prayers. We got elders here that'll pray for you. We got members here that'll pray for you. If God is doing what I think He's doing, you're already a changed person. And just acknowledge that by thanking the Lord that you're in this place at this time. Whatever your need is, please take it now as we stand and sing.